The opinions expressed on this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Conflicted Chaos
with Riley
and Emma. Welcome back to Conflicted Chaos, Season 3, Episode 6. We were naming the file today and we were like, this can't be 6, but it is 6.
We're at 6.
We're at 6.
Look at us.
Yeah, I was thinking about today. Do you remember it was Season 1, and we said that no injuries could happen until Season 4. But then I got a concussion in Season 2.
Yeah.
But I don't think any injuries have happened in Season 3.
I don't think so. I sliced my finger open, actually, yesterday.
You did. It wasn't as... I didn't have to take you to Toronto Western this time.
No. My mom was a little concerned.
Yeah.
There's blood everywhere. Bit of a gore scene. It hurts a lot. I only have one Band-Aid at home, too, and I already used it. So now it's just, like, an open wound.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
That is not good.
Do you want to look at it?
No, I don't. So how was your mom's trip? She left yesterday?
Yep, she left yesterday. She had a good time. Ashley was here, our family friend and our narrator for the documentary. So Friday was dedicated to narration. And then we crammed as much as we possibly could into Saturday, the end of Friday. Yeah, because she left Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bit on Thursday, too.
And she left in the morning on Sunday,
too. She left in the morning on Sunday. But yeah, we did so much. We went to like the rooftop of Arias something. It's in the well, the rooftop of the well.
Mm.
We did that. We did Kensington Market.
Nice.
We did
Stacked
Market. We did Bar Poet. We did two speakeasies.
This was her second time coming to Toronto. Or first.
Yes, second time, but I think she came like many years ago.
Yeah, so this was like her first sort of real Toronto experience.
Yeah.
I want to hear though, yesterday, or was it Monday, you went to Public Gardens.
Yes, we went to Public Gardens.
And I want to hear about it because that's all over my TikTok right now, and Instagram is Public Gardens, and it looks incredible.
Yeah, my mom and I, we went to Public Gardens on Monday, and it was so good. They have happy hour $10 martinis. And there's, I think, 6 of them to choose from.
Wow.
So I had a tiramisu one, which was really good.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. It looked amazing.
And then I just had the classic. And then we shared mozzarella sticks. Those were really good. They had a really good cheese pull. And then we shared chicken parm with spaghetti and a Caesar salad.
And you said that this was the best chicken parm you've ever had.
Yeah. It was top notch. I'm a chicken parm
connoisseur.
Yeah, I love a good chicken parm, and that was the top.
Yeah,
chicken parm.
It even beats Joey's.
Yeah, it beats Joey's. My mom even liked it because like she's pretty picky too, because she makes a good chicken parm. But yeah, it was very good. We sat up at the bar. It was busy. It was like a Monday, and it was like insanely busy.
Yeah, you sent me a photo of your Caesar salad. And I feel like I need to go just to try the Caesar salad.
Yeah, and the Caesar salad's on happy hour, too. It was covered in pancetta, I think. My mom thought it was bacon, but it had like a different, more of like a saltier taste.
And
I think
it was
pancetta. Yeah, very good.
I need to go. It looked divine. And I just love the vibe of it, too.
I know, it's so cool. Well, because they have a rooftop, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it was open because it was a rainy night.
Is it open in the winter? Like they've got heaters? Is it enclosed or is
it
totally open?
I don't know. I didn't go up. I wish that I went up though.
Yeah.
Because I'd be down for a rooftop in the winter.
Yeah. If there's like heaters, I feel like
that
could be a vibe.
Or even no heaters.
Well, you could do it with no heaters. You could do it with your jacket unzipped.
Jacket off.
I didn't even know that they were in the process of like building Public Gardens. Like just one day it just existed.
Yeah, I know, because we were trying to figure out what was there before Public Gardens.
I have no idea.
And then downstairs, or right beside downstairs, is Chamberlain's.
Yes.
And so that place just opened. We actually had a bad experience there the other night.
Chamberlain's.
Well, we tried to get in, and this host thought that she was, like, the best thing ever and told us, like, we were the only one. It was full. And, like, we were the only ones waiting. And she's like, nope, you can't. I can't guarantee you what time you'll get in.
That reminds me of that host in Unionville. Remember we went into that restaurant?
Guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went into that restaurant.
I was thinking about him today.
Drink. Yeah. And he was like, immediately as soon as we walked in, he was like, no reservation, no tables.
Yeah. And I thought that he was kidding. Because it seemed like he was kidding. And we're like, oh, we're just here for a drink. And he's like, we don't do just drinks.
We do dinner. That's exactly what he said. But it was just like, okay, like, that's totally fine. But you didn't have to say yeah, it like it was that. Just,
I think we should have left him a review.
I don't know. It was just kind of poor customer service. At
the, what was it? Unionville Inn or something?
It was the, maybe we shouldn't call it out.
Oh, Riley, I'm calling it out. I've already called Chamberlain's out. Yeah. So Chamberlain's, it was ruined for me. I'm not going back. And I went there once and I had a good margarita and I won't be going back.
What is, okay, I need to know your top three, like, restaurants in Toronto that you've been to.
Top because three, okay.
Riley has, go follow Real Life of Riley. You, it's kind of, it's on, like, we haven't posted there in a while. What is going on?
I know. I started getting back into it, and then I, like.
And then you stopped.
Then we've
again.
Been podcasting, and we've been, like.
We've been busy, honestly. Yeah,
so I do have to get back in. I've taken a lot of pictures, though, so, like, over Christmas break, it's going
to
go.
But I do need to know from you, like, your top three restaurants that you've been to.
Honestly, Public Gardens was up there.
Mm-hmm.
The Mezcal Bar is my favorite because it has the best margarita in the city.
See, I don't like margaritas, and I wish I did.
Well, that's a you problem.
I know.
That's a big problem.
It is.
I don't know how to help you there.
I know. We need to need
if you liked Marks, then El Rey is the place to go. I really like 416, too, where we've also been. Yeah. Me and my mom and Ashley, we went there as well.
Yeah, that place is fun. Have you seen those tables, though, outside of it? There's one that, like, you sit on the windowsill. Have you seen that? Yeah.
No.
At 416, they've got, like,
is it
cushions
in the summer?
On the windowsill. Yeah, when it's warm out.
Oh.
And you, like, straddle the windowsill.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I saw two people sitting there on these cushions on the windowsill. It's kind of weird.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't
really
been here in the summer, so I missed that.
Yeah. It was weird.
And then pie, really good for Thai. That's, like, top Thai.
I've heard that, actually.
Yeah, that's,
I've
like,
heard that.
The best Thai food. I feel like those are my tops. Soto in Yorkville.
Mm.
I don't know. Very good Italian. It's like Drake's favorite restaurant.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like you're in this like little, it feels like you're kind of like in like an old Italian like house.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's like the upstairs. It was kind of like the same vibe as the one in Unionville. But there's like curtains and stuff. So like if you do have an important table, you like shut the curtain.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I remember you said Mexican would be your favorite kind of food.
Yeah.
And then would it be Italian?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Barro, too. Barro's very good.
I love
Barro. I'm just
going
to keep going off
here
and
listing. No, I love Barro.
There's so many. But, like, compared here to Vancouver, there's so many more restaurants.
Really?
And, like, every restaurant has a different vibe.
Yeah, it does.
So it doesn't feel like you're going to, like, the same places. Whereas, like, at home, it's, like, everyone has the same playlist. Everyone is the same. And here, it's, like, the music is better. Better food. Better vibes.
I can't believe you didn't list Ruby Soho.
Well, I don't want people
that's,
to go to my go-to.
That's your mom's favorite, though.
Well, that's my go-to happy hour spot.
Because
it is close. So she tells me this week, she's like, because I was trying to figure out where she wanted to go for dinner because we had, like, one night where we didn't have anything.
Plans.
And I was like, do you want to just go to Ruby Soho or whatever? And she goes, no, I don't actually like the food there.
Oh.
And I'm like, what?
Doesn't she always suggest going
yeah,
there?
And she's like, well, I just like going because that's, like, our routine. And she's like, that's what we do.
Oh, my gosh.
So now I feel bad, because now I'm like, oh, my goodness. We've been going to Ruby Soho.
She thought you liked it, and
Well, I do like it, but I just thought that she liked it, too. But she's like, no, I just like going, because, like, that's, like, what we do. Like, her first day she's here, we always go to Ruby Soho.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm, like, a person that likes to follow the exact same thing
the
every
schedule.
Single
day. Yes, you do. Your routine.
So, like, if...
Trivia night on Thursday.
Wednesday.
No, golf on Thursday.
Golf on Thursdays.
Brunch on Sunday.
You know the schedule.
I do know the schedule.
Yeah, so...
You suggested a restaurant to me and my mom once, and it's right beside Ruby Soho, and I forget the name of it.
Laissez-faire.
Yes, and it's Italian. Is it Italian?
French, no,
it's French.
Italian.
It's French-Italian. Yeah.
And that's really good, too.
Yeah, they have this truffle pasta, truffle gnocchi, and it's so good. I get it every single time I'm there. Yeah.
I'm not a gnocchi
fan. It's delicious. I love it. Maybe it's not gnocchi. I think it's some truffle pasta.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember, but it's so good. Yeah.
Yeah, I like it there. There's so many.
There's so many.
I can't go on.
I'm a huge fan of the well. Like, during the summer, I used to just go and walk around the well. And there's so many, like, food vendors down in the Wellington Market.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good. So good. And all of the, like, the bars around it. Like, when we went to Bridget's that one time and we got the pizza, that was probably one of the best pizza
I've ever had. And that garlic bread that we had.
The garlic bread was unreal.
Yeah, that was so good.
That was unreal.
We got my weekly flowers at the well this week.
Very nice.
Yes.
In that little market?
In the little market, yeah.
We got them there. I love that market.
The lady, she was very worried because of the weather, that the pebbles were going to blow away. So then she had to, like, double cover it.
It was windy today, actually.
Yeah, it was. It's nice and cold. I am happy.
Yeah, she's happy. If you remember from last episode, Riley was not happy.
No, but now I am happy.
Now I go, Riley
it's brisk out. Tomorrow I'm going to be in shorts at the Taylor Swift concert. It's happy Taylor Swift Eve, everyone.
Yes, the next week and a half is going to be crazy.
Insane. All the restaurants here too are they're changing menus, like Swift menus. It's gonna be
everything is Taylor Swift. Yeah. Themed. They put the friendship bracelets up at the Rogers Center.
Yeah, that was really cool. I walked past that.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I wanted to take that one.
Mm-hmm.
Trade one of mine, but
and I Taylor couldn't Swift get it off. Way, all of the streets named Taylor Swift.
Toronto is Taylor Town.
Did you see the PWHL? They made Taylor Swift and Gracie Abrams.
Imagine if Taylor got a picture in that jersey. Yeah, that would be so cool.
That would be sick.
Yeah. Then she'd be like really into our documentary. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm going to invite her to the premiere though.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should send out an invitation.
Please come.
Please come.
She can do my speech for me.
Yeah. We all know that Riley is not a fan of public speaking.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things.
Speaking of our documentary, let's get back to narration, maybe.
Yeah, we did narration on Friday.
On Friday, last Friday.
And I think it went pretty good.
It did go well. Yeah. It did go well.
Ash was good. She gave us some suggestions.
She did.
She tried to get in there.
Yeah, it was actually kind of surreal because we called rap on Friday. And narration, that was something that Riley and I had talked about for a long time, but talking about it as the last step in the production process, and so actually being there on Friday as the last step in the production process was kind of crazy. And
yeah, it was wild to actually,
and we called rap after, and we have a cool reel.
Yeah,
it's like I watch it once a day. And like probably
just like the Unionville one you like to watch once
a
day too.
I'm so bad at that. I will rewatch my stories and all my reels all the time. And I like our Conflicted Chaos ones. I was like on a spree a couple months ago and I was watching all of our old ones. They're actually really funny. Like the Santa one, I hadn't watched that one in a while.
Oh, when we actually went to go see Santa.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was funny.
I hope we're going to go back this year. I hope he remembers us.
I hope it's the same Santa. Yeah. Well, of course it is.
There's only
of
one
course
Santa.
It will be the same Santa.
What are you talking about, Emma?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, today actually, the Distillery Winter Village, it's the first day. It's the tree lighting at the Eaton Center today. You said you were there, it was nuts.
Yeah, well, it wasn't nuts with people, it was nuts with, like, these barricades.
Oh.
So, like, they had it, so, like, there was barricades along, like, all the stores. So you had to, like, to get into the store, you had to be on that side of the barricade.
Interesting.
And there was, like, only, like, certain openings. And so I was like, I want to go in here, but, like, I can't get in here. So, like,
interesting.
If I was those stores, I'd be annoyed because everyone's in town now for Taylor Swift. And there was so many people in, like, merch at the mall.
Yeah.
I'd be, like, annoyed that they weren't coming into the store because it's such a nightmare to get into the store.
Yeah.
And then I almost tripped and face planted because the gates, the bottoms of them, like, go out as in a long triangle.
Oh.
And, like, I caught my foot because I wasn't paying attention. Because I was trying to figure out what was going on. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like.
Yeah, it's at 6 p.m. tonight, the tree lighting. I was thinking about going, but, yeah, I've seen it. They do, like, light shows every so often.
Oh, at the Eaton Center?
Yeah, like, every day they'll do, like, at a certain time, they'll do, like, a light show.
Oh. I'd like to go to the distillery one.
Yeah, no, me too.
Because that one would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lori, my roommate, she sent that last night. She's like, I'm going to go if you guys want to go.
Oh, darn.
I know. Because we have a rough cut meeting. We saw the first the first rough cut of our documentary last night.
That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's obviously a lot of work to do, but to see the rough cut and to see it all put together.
The first 30 seconds of it were so cool.
Yeah. I was shaking. Like, literally the laptop on my legs was going up and down.
Yeah. It was so cool.
Yeah. Crazy. So we have a meeting with our editor tonight to sort of go over the edits and what we need here on out. So pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Like, that was, to see that was something that we had thought about since we started this whole
process. Yeah, it was crazy watching it. Like, we've said, oh, it's coming to life. But then we actually just watched it come to life.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, crazy. What is going on?
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
I love our PowerPlay Productions animation.
I know, that's super cool at the beginning.
With the sound effect, yeah, that was cool. Oh, it was just like, I can't even explain.
Yeah,
it crazy.
Was, yeah.
Just craziness.
I took a little bit of our documentary and I sent it to our narrator, like where she's narrating.
Yeah.
She came back with, just so you know, I think that this graphic comes in too slow.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the graphics weren't correct, but they it's looked okay. Great. They looked good.
Yeah, they looked really
they
good.
They looked amazing.
I think, well, he's got a month left, so.
Oh, yeah. He's got time.
Yeah.
We got time. And we even said, like, even after we hand it in for class. I mean, we like this is for practicum, obviously, but it's much more than that. So we'll probably be making edits up until January, February.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Up until our first premiere.
Yeah, crazy. I can't wait to see it with like the color grading and when the audio is all mixed.
Yeah.
That'll be crazy.
So the next rough cut, I think we get it in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So then that'll be even like.
That'll be insane.
Even better.
I think once we give them a detailed outline of the edits we need, that'll be a lot more clear. And hopefully, like, I think he's done the hard part.
Yeah,
just piece it together. And I think now it's just a matter of filling in the gaps.
Yeah.
Finishing the color grading.
Tightening.
The audio. Yeah. Craziness.
Yeah. Well, we went to Giggly Squad.
Wait,
let me restart that. Well, we went to Giggly Squad on Saturday.
We did.
What did you think? What was your first, like, opinion on it?
Well, okay, in terms of going, this is my first live podcast show.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. Like, I do listen to podcasts, obviously, but to be there in person, it was like, I liked it. I preferred it, actually, being there in person. It was just, I don't know, it was such a vibe.
Yeah.
And I really liked them. Like, I've started listening to them.
Oh, more. Really?
Yeah, Giggly Squad. Like, they're good. They're funny. And they reminded me a lot of us. Like, literally, when they opened, Paige had said that she was cold, and Hannah said that she was sweating.
Yeah. Paige came in, and she, like, had socks on. Because, like, Paige is, like, big into fashion. She's like, I can't be seen with pictures of me having heels on with socks. So she, like, took her socks off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Hannah's always sweating.
Yeah.
Like, so you'll see her on the podcast, and, like, sometimes she wears, like, light color shirts, and she sweats fully through her shirts.
That's
and I'm like,
so funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, they reminded me of us, for sure. And yeah. We need to get to a point with this podcast where we can...
Do a live show.
That would be so fun. Well, you'd have to get over your fear of public speaking.
I could do it there.
Yeah.
I could do it there.
Yeah.
Because there's everyone that idolizes me.
Yeah, well, exactly. Exactly. You
know? Everyone wants to be me.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone wants to be like Riley because she's so awesome.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I would definitely go back to another live podcast show for sure. It was almost like a comedy show.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Because Hannah does do comedy as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And that they are funny together.
Mm-hmm. And they work really well together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked, we kind of took inspo from their show. You might see some inspiration in the coming episodes.
Credits to Giggly Squad.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's so much more we could, like, do in terms of, like, fun things to bring to the table, you know?
Well, we got a list
different
now.
Segments.
Yeah, we got to start that.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely season 4.
Definitely season 4. That's crazy.
Because we're only in here, I think, 3 more weeks now.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
That's wild. Yeah, it's week, what is it? In the semester, week 10?
Week 10.
That's crazy. This semester went by so fast. I knew that this year was going to go by fast, being our last year.
What does the 2% on your shirt mean?
Oh, it's... So, actually, funny story about this. I went to Canada's Wonderland with some friends, and I wasn't warm enough. And so my friend had a Plato's Closet bag that she was going to donate.
Yeah.
And so she just pulled out this sweater. She let me have it. But it's for Dairy Boy. It's like, I forget the name of the influencer that does it. But it's
it's not like an actual milk.
No, but it's like the 2%. It's like 2%. It was the collection.
Okay.
Yeah. But
his name is Dairy Boy.
The name of the brand is Dairy Boy. And it's made from an influencer. And I forget her name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Came with matching sweatpants. Let me keep both.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Did you wear it all?
I wore it all. I put it over my pants. I was wearing 4 layers to Canada's Wonderland.
What time of year was this?
I was freezing. This was like a month ago.
Oh.
This wasn't a month ago. This was like a week before Halloween.
Oh.
So I guess this was a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We all know that I'm always freezing.
Yeah, she's shivering.
Riley would have
been into Emma's apartment last night.
Yeah.
And it was a sauna. It was wild.
Even Ainsley said it was hot.
I was taken off. If I had more layers to take off, they would have been off.
Oh, gosh. Don't let my neighbors see that. Yeah. Well, when I go into Riley's apartment, as I've said before, it's freezing. Middle of the winter, she's got her screen door open.
It's perfect.
Oh, it's cold. I have to come in like a parka.
I woke up the other morning and I felt a breeze on my face.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, this is lovely.
This is exactly what...
Like, it was like the cold, like the too cold to get out of bed cold. And I just was happy as a clam.
I can't sleep, actually, when I'm hot. I've actually had my screen door open the last 2 weeks ago when we had that heat wave. It was hot.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Because I don't know if your building is the same, but my building, they turn off the air conditioning and then they put the heat on. So it was hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what, And I was uncomfortable in my own home.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Riley would be so proud of me. I've got my screen door open in October. Yeah.
Go you.
But like years ago, it would have been snowing by now.
Yeah.
That's we would have had snow on the ground.
They've been saying on the news that it's like it's a high.
It's
but today
crazy.
It was a low. Like it wasn't like the... Like, the highest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
The record-breaking heat of the... It was low. Like, it was average.
The wind did it for me today.
Yeah. I thought maybe this morning when I went to get my coffee that it was going to be a toque day. But it was not a toque
day. I probably could have wore a toque today.
No, it wasn't time yet.
Not time.
No.
No.
But it's coming. Thank God.
It's coming. Toque season is coming. Yeah.
Well.
It's been a pretty, like, other than doing narration and the draft, it's been a pretty slow week.
Mine has not stopped.
Oh, yeah. I guess, like, your mom went home yesterday and you've got a friend coming tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always have guests over.
I always have guests.
You're like an Airbnb.
And then I have, 2 weeks and more guests.
Yeah. Oh, 2 weeks you have more guests coming.
Yeah.
Who's coming in 2 weeks?
My friend Faith and her boyfriend Dean.
Oh, wow.
Faith's come before, though, to visit me.
Mm.
We went to high school together and she went to dental hygienist school and, I was like her client or not her client, but I was like her guinea pig for like, I think 3 or 4 months. Like I'd have to go every other week.
Keep
I think I've told
cleaned?
You that. Yeah.
I feel like you're a guinea pig for all of your friends' businesses. Like your one friend that does laser, you go to her.
Yeah.
You go to your friend that does hair, right?
Yeah.
You've gone to your friend that's a dental hygienist. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I do the hair's Instagram.
Yeah. Well, on that note, it's time to wrap her up.
It's time.
Yeah. Will the episode with your mom and Ashley have come out by now? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think we're waiting 2 weeks.
I think we're waiting.
Because we have a lot going out right now.
Yeah. Well, surprise. We have a bonus episode.
Yeah, we have a bonus
with
episode.
With Riley's mom and Ashley, which was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was our first time having a guest.
That was.
And it was a lot of fun. We got to do that again. For sure. Well, we'll see you next week.
We'll see you
next
week.
Without a guest. Or maybe with a guest, depending on when we release this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.